All right, we are back with episode 21 of the Ankeny Fanatic Rodcast. This is the September / fall edition. We're a couple weeks late just because we've had so much going on. See, in the last few months, guys, we've had weddings, we've had funerals, we've had surgeries, we've had bike accidents, we've had trips overseas. Am I missing anything? Anyway, I'm here as usual with the one and only Rod Brannon and Tony Rhodes. How you guys doing?
I'm good. We've had a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had a decade. Since the last.
Hard to know where to start, but I'll let you lead it off. What do you want to talk about?
High school football.
All right.
Before you start, I got a damn Mountain Dew. You got Diane Mountain Dew? You got Diane Mountain Dew? I got seven. What the hell is going on here?
It's early.
Anyway, go ahead. High school football.
Yeah, it's 3 weeks left. Dan and I were just talking. Yeah, over. Yeah, I know. It's just already through six games. And not sure, but tomorrow night I think I'm gonna be looked at the weather. Do you know what the weather's supposed to be like tomorrow?
I think it's gonna be decent.
Yeah, I'm planning on going to Mar Ames. I'm gonna watch Macy, my future daughter-in-law's brother, play. He's probably a really good player. Anyway, I'm gonna go and watch them play. They play Ankeny. Who do they got after Ames?
They've got Valley.
Yeah. And then they have easy ones.
Right. So, yeah, at worst, they'll probably go 2-1 the rest
of the year. So, maybe 6-3.
Yeah. Right? Yep.
74 tomorrow, 35.
Yeah. Well, it's raining and I'll be watching on TV. But the Jags, we were just talking, this is going to be their make or break week because they've been Indian all and we're 3-3. And they get all. They got Dowling coming up after that. I don't want to put an L in their column, but I'm sure they could be decisive underdogs there. And then they finish with one of those Eastern teams that are just horrible.
Western, yeah. Yeah.
Western, sorry. Well, the Eastern ones aren't very good either. Wow, I guess plus the Valleys.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah. Bettendorf's usually good.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. Western. And that's it.
Do you want the Liberty team to get this year or not?
Oh, yeah. Liberty's good. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, it's going to be it. And I'd like to see them get it. And they get them 5-4 and 6-3. And I would think their RPI is. They finished. I was looking at the 14th now, man, on the RPI?
Right.
Yeah. And Anthony's what, 12th?
7th.
They're 7th. Yeah. Okay. I remember looking at it. So, you know, obviously, strength of schedule plays a big deal there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. And the Jags, like I said, they play Indianola, who's one spot ahead of them. Of course, they're coached by Eric Kluver,
yeah,
former Anthony stud. This tells you how old we are now. You know, I covered Eric in high school. He's now in like his 22nd season at Indiana.
I know.
And that's not his first coaching gift.
I know. And he's a great guy. And a great.
He is. Yeah. He's a good dude, yeah.
But is his brother still coaching for Ankeny? Or did he hang his cleats up?
I believe he's still there, yeah.
Big clue? Okay. Yeah, so we got that, which is a lot of excitement. I've been going doing a lot of volleyball. I've got a sophomore granddaughter that plays, and she's a pretty good little ball player, but their team's really good. And I watched the varsity play quite a few times after, you know, because I get up and watch the sophomores and then varsity, and they look real good. And we were just talking before. Looks like everybody's, you know, probably playing for second place, aren't they?
It kind of looks that way. Boy, Northwest, I saw them play Ankeny the other night, and they only have the one loss to Waukee, which they later avenged. But, yeah, if they go on to win state, you know, I haven't shared this opinion with anybody else, but they've got to be one of the best teams I've ever seen. There's been a lot of good ones. But,
yeah. Well, you're the one that told me they have 4 D1 kids on their team.
Yep.
4. Yeah. And so are they seniors or?
No, they're still relatively young. I know at least a couple of them are juniors. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be good again next year.
Wow. And then Ankeny's got a good volleyball team too, don't they?
They are. Yeah, they're ranked 6th right now.
Yeah, I watched that game at the Pink Out. I bought my shirt from Weezy's. You know, Randy Weezy, good supporter of everything. So it was Hawks versus Jags. And then made a mistake. I went up at thought the game was the sophomore game was at 4:30, and I just had been my first week back after recovering from hip surgery, and I found out I was real hurt. Thank God I bumped into Jerry Pizzetti. I went back and talked to him in the office for an hour and sat in a nice chair. He was looking good. I had a great time with Coach. He was, you know, pretty optimistic about the rest of the year. But we're small. You know, so get that going on. You get any high school football stuff, Tony?
I don't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I've been kind of busy. And I've watched a few Friday night.
Last week, we didn't watch any last week, did we?
Huh?
Last Friday, we didn't watch any.
No, it was a wedding.
Yeah, Tony's daughter got married last week. It was very beautiful. If you had been there, there were free beverages. Tony still got some beverage tickets if you want. No, it was really, really nice wedding.
Yeah, couldn't ask for better weather.
It was absolutely perfect.
If I'd been watching football, that would have frowned upon.
I bet it would, yeah. How come I think if the Reds would have been playing, you might have had it on your little screen?
No, I don't have function.
I'd like to. You'd be back in. It'd be like that. Remember that movie Best of Times with Robin Williams, and then when their wife's gonna break up with him, and they scheduled the date. It was Kurt Russell and Robin Williams, and Robin Williams didn't catch the pass in high school. It was great, and they set that because their wives were mad because they did all their sports, so they set their double date up on Monday night. And I'm not trying to make fun of it because you're a Vikings fan. He goes, oh my God, it's Monday night. It's Vikings versus Vikings versus Falcons is what it was. He goes, well, it's like 2-8 versus like 1-9, you know. And then they're sitting there at the table. And when someone makes a great catch, he goes, great hands. Oh, beautiful hands, honey. Yeah. And we've all kind of snuck that little sports thing in. And,
yeah.
You know, I've had stuff on my, I mean, I'll be honest, back when we had Watchmans, like the Sony Watchmans, it was black and white. When my cousin got married, I was playing, and I had it on in the pew, and everybody was watching it with me. Now you can get it on your phone, of course, which is...
We might have been watching the Iowa Northwestern game.
Yeah, that was, yeah. That
was Fort Baxter.
That would have been November 7th, back a long time ago.
On these same.
What was I thinking, getting married during an Iowa game?
I think it was actually, back then, we had a TV world out there.
Yeah, we did. It was a TV world out there. Yeah, who had ever thought that wedding would be doomed when I get married during an Iowa game? What was I thinking?
Right.
I can't believe Del Hackey was even there, too. He actually came to it, yeah. We played Northwestern that day, by the way. They were terrible. They just killed them. Just killed them.
I'm still sorry about the touchdown.
It's all right. I remember they had a piano in there, and Andy Crawford and Kevin Spitz had wheeled it down like the aisle before. And Andy looked and says, Tux isn't piano to be back by 6. So he's telling people. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a nice thing about growing up in this. In this town, and for all these youngsters out here, or people that really aren't young, even like with the Kluger that's coaching, he probably doesn't remember it, but you know, the biggest, you know, people complain about traffic in Ankeny today and all of our construction and, you know, First Street and going up, you know, 18th to Irvindale. But I tell you, when the big thing back in the day, they widened First Street. First Street was a two-lane road with big ditches on each side. And they had to shut it down. And if you go down there by like Northeast, North West Elementary. Yeah, a lot of those yards. And we had, you know, you'd have to detour to Third Street. That's the only way to get around. There was no other. Yeah, it was very controversial, the four-lane First Street. And now, you know, look at it.
I think when I moved here in 74, it was out to Linden, would it be?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know what they did, what you're saying.
It used to stop there. It would stop there right there at Linden, and then they went through it. If you went past Linden towards Irvindale on the north side, there was an airport there where planes would land. You know what?
John Deere.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I think I might be wrong. I think it was between Ora Labor Road that goes by John Deere there, Ordnance Road, and it was right there. But there was an airport that was there, kind of like a Todd's Field, a dirt runway, okay. And it was you know, the airport that was there. But it was
grass, like,
yeah.
I landed there. Now.
I know you did. You flew from Iowa City, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that was
But,
I kept going.
We got baseball tonight.
We do. I'm sure you're excited.
My team's happy. I'm happy. They're playing good. I mean, they're playing okay. Gosh, Don, those Brewers are so good. They just watched them. Even last night, we thought we had control. And, I mean, they picked Turner off of first. I mean, they just do everything right. I mean, they made catches like three great catches last night. I swear it's into the fence half the time. But, and the other thing is, I kind of like him. I like their manager.
Yeah.
I think he's a cool dude. He's the kind of guy you want to have a beer with, man.
Yeah.
He's got a lot more personality than Craig Counsell. I mean, Craig kind of looks like a sourpuss to me. He just doesn't even look like he's fun.
How many of your runs have you scored in 3 years?
Almost all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just amazing. We've given up a lot in the first inning, too.
Yeah, I know. They both have
that. Oh, yeah. It's just like, the guy we got going tonight, he's well-rested because he only pitched 0.2 innings. Game one.
Here to who?
And
didn't Boyd pitch him tonight?
Yes, Boyd. Yeah, Horton's on. Horton's on. He's hurt.
Kate Hurt.
Yeah, hurt. It's Boyd. Yeah. And Boyd's pitched great, but.
Give me his first name.
That's what I'll get.
Matthew.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Cubs fan.
Oh, sorry. No. Sorry.
But he came over from.
I thought you didn't know.
He came over from Cleveland.
Or Detroit.
Yeah, was that where it was?
I think it was Detroit, yeah.
Okay, it was over that way.
Same thing.
It wasn't out west. But I tell you, everybody thinks the Dodgers, but I tell you, if the Brewers win tonight, they win it. I just don't want to play them. They just do everything right. They don't even look fancy, do they, Tony?
No, they're very fundamentally sound.
Tony, you're like me now. You don't have a dog in the fight anymore. So who are you rooting for? Anybody?
If I'm a small market guy, although I don't know how much of a money team Toronto is, I don't know how much of a money team Detroit really is or Seattle, but I got to either Florida or Milwaukee. And again, I'm kind of like, watching them play, I really appreciate how they play. And they did a really cool thing. When the Reds clinched it, they let the Reds use their background scoreboard to take a picture. And then they were on the field, which I thought was classy.
It was good.
And I didn't know about it. Some of my friends sent me that. That kind of went to me too.
Yeah, it is neat. But you see a lot of that. I mean, it's not the same thing, but I know the Cubs did a big thing when the Brewers came for Bob Uecker. Because he's, Mr. Brewer forever, But I think a lot of it's why, because Craig Counsell and him were really good friends since he came from there, But they're tough. I'm rooting like hell for the Phillies tonight. I don't want to talk about a team. You talk about money. Yeah, right. The Cubs, they spend some money, but they're under the salary cap. They're under it. They're significantly under it. And
I think you mentioned that.
I just don't know. But I like, at least the NFL I like, because the NFL, you've got a cap. And, you can extend and add phantom years or whatever to get somebody under it. But it's going to come due at some point. I don't know what the Dodgers are doing. Otani's cost him $2 million this year. They're paying him 60. I mean, it's wrong.
Yeah.
It's wrong. And they're owned by a hedge fund corporation. And I'm sick of it. I just want them to lose. Anybody but the Dodgers.
But player-wise, none of them really bug me. But they probably don't bug me. I'm with you, the whole Dodger thing.
No, actually, I like Mookie Betts. I like Freddie Freeman. I mean, they're just great guys. The other night, was it Freddie Freeman that made that play at first?
Which one?
Although it was going to get thrown away, man.
It was Freddie.
Oh, man.
I did see that.
That could have saved the game for him. Yeah, because the Phillies were kind of mad. I like to see Schwarber hit some bombs tonight.
Oh, shit.
I know, I like him.
I haven't seen it yet, but man, he landed on the roof of that.
Oh, man, he just sucked out. I like to see him, and I'd like to see, I always say his name wrong, but the Cubs had him as a rental player, and we should have kept him. And then the Reds got him, and I loved him there, too. Oh, man, he's great.
I can't remember. Did Schwarber leave as a free agent, or did they trade him away?
No, he left as a free agent. I don't think he was on trade. No, they just didn't want to sign him.
They said it's home run. They had the home run derby out there. Not too bad. It was on the radio. When they had the home run derby, no one hit one as far as what he did last night.
Well,
that's people who bought him.
Well, he put one on top of the scoreboard in Wrigley.
Yeah, you know,
It's the second. I think they said the second longest hit ever. The Glenn Allen Hill hit one. We got up in the wind or something. But I don't think Schwarber was really blowing out that much that day. But that guy can hit it, can he? When I tell you, the other guy had another ex-Cub that's doing well. Got Hobbies just on fire.
Yeah.
He
had a nice hit there.
Oh, man.
Right, kind of get him the lead, right?
Yeah.
And you know what? He's mature.
Yes.
He doesn't act like somebody I know in center field.
Yeah.
And he'll mature, too. But you can't catch a ball that's 20 feet up.
I know.
He just killed me. Did you see that?
I heard about it.
It's just ridiculous. It's like me trying to dunk on a 12-foot.
You know, I don't like it. And I don't like when he gets mad and throws his bat. I mean, yeah, I probably throw my bat. I've thrown a remote control in my day. I have.
Oh.
You know, I've busted stuff. But my God, he does it all the time. It's like, save it for something that, you know.
He played hard, and he'd be very competitive. I don't want
to. I know.
I just kind of made this. Nobody saw that. It's
great. I saw it.
When they had the infield, I told you about this. When they had infield drawn in that one time, and he was trying to jump, and there was nobody out.
Yeah.
He ran into the hole. I mean, he could almost, you know, it's kind of like a quarterback needs to take a slide.
Yeah.
And he'll look like, don't be out for the season trying to catch a ball that's way over your head. And the guy's going to tag up and win anyway.
Yeah.
But he's so competitive. I worry that there's something going on there. I don't want to get into it.
Great performance in his mouth. Well, we'll find out.
He's a big head. Yeah. But we'll see. Time will tell.
Yeah.
Probably they would have just left it by now. We had one last year, so.
Well, it's
been a while.
Beginning of the year, we did have dinner at Sandy Social's house.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody's mad at those guys. But if it wasn't for McGuire and Social and them, I mean, baseball was after the strike. It was, they brought fans back. And unfortunately, management knew it. They knew what was going on. And if you had to do it, if everybody else, you know, it's kind of like a NASCAR, you know. They've got those cars, you probably know, they've got them geared down and stuff, and they got restrictor plates on them. Well, you know, if they take them off and you go faster, you know, it's yeah, that's
something. Dan, tell us about your Twins, which you probably pulled up in the bar shortly after the trade deadline, early August, and said enough.
Oh, yeah.
And I joined you.
I checked out.
Brett.
Long time ago.
Rob, maybe he don't even mind.
And I see a lot of ex-Twins in the playoffs, too, and then just pisses me off.
Yeah.
They just unloaded all those guys, but I get it. So, yeah, I don't have a dog in the fight either. I do. One thing I enjoy about watching the Dodgers, of course, with Ohtani, the fact that he's pitching again now. I mean, he's such a freak. I mean, I want to enjoy him while he's still around, because we're never going to see anything like this again.
Yeah. Even that last out he made last night was right up to the wall.
It didn't even look like he hit it that hard.
I know.
Yeah.
He's really good. And he does that.
Yeah,
but he doesn't play in the field, does he?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be the only thing that.
I'm sure he could, but.
I'm guessing he'd be.
He only counts $2 million against the salary cap, which is $7 million more than supposedly the guy that you didn't know bat.
Yeah.
Which I think he was in all over that too. I think they're covering that up too. I think he's a dirty gambler. They give Pete Rose shit, and that guy's sitting there bugging bets. Oh, I didn't know. I didn't miss that $7 million. Well, you're only making two. You know, I just don't like them. I don't like the Dodgers. But, yeah, so we got this. It'll be interesting. I mean, I'm sure they're by far the favorite to win the World Series.
I don't know. That's the
Kenny Rogers over here.
Oh, I believe I heard that the other night. Yes, they are. I haven't followed up that close.
Plus 200
as of right now, because the series are where they are, or when it's.
Yeah, I think when they were up 2-0, I think I heard them say they were like plus 150.
Okay.
So. When the playoffs started, was it Yankees, Dodgers, or was it
the AM? I can't even remember. If I saw it, I don't remember.
I really don't know who it would be.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, it would be the Mariners, and maybe it would be the Blue Jays, but I don't think they'd be favored.
It might have been the Dodgers. At that point, they might have been like plus 300 or something. I don't think it would have been too short of a price.
But look at your payroll at the Reds, Tony, and look at the Mets' payroll.
You have to take on the look.
I know. What is your payroll? 60 million?
No, it's triple figure. I mean,
it's over 100?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. It's not real far over 100, but
I think the Cubs is like one. I think they're in the 190s.
Yeah, I'd guess 120.
Yeah. Well, at least you're spending money, which I have. Yeah. Then, you know, I tell you that you talk about the Twins. I think the Twins have got bad ownership, and I think they've got some financial problems. And it's kind of like, I think the Vikings till. Your owner got him today. I think that they were kind of that. Who was it? Red McCombs? Who owned him?
Yeah.
He was not a good owner.
All right.
Well, they're class act. They do a good job. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're they've done a lot for that team. Yeah. So. I mean, that's a good ownership group, and you know, that's a guy most people didn't even say his name because he's not Jerry Jones. He's not out there fingering people.
You mean he's not on the camera every three plays?
You know, for all of you youngsters out there back when you grew up, back in the days when you went to Sportsman's to get your stocking cap, you probably remember. Here comes Art Modell. Art Modell would be out there going, oh my God, they would flash Art Modell all the time with that cashmere suit. Oh my God, it just like, why would we want to see Art Modell? But at least he wasn't, he just put him on. He wasn't like Jerry where he's always high-fiving people looking stupid. I mean, I just don't like that, man.
There's a certain coach back in the day that Schimmel all the time.
Was that Don Shula? Okay. That could have been Don, I don't know.
He wore a vest and a mustache.
No, Mike Ditka? Oh, yeah.
They showed their assistant, Buddy Ryan, more than they showed the other head coaches.
Yeah. One thing you never knew is the other thing you always show is Mike Singletary's eyes when he'd be looking at you. Yeah, you know, it's you know, since this is a sports talk, this is kind of an ironic thing, but it's kind of like the Kenny Chesney. I go back in time to it. You know, something you think about. Well, my wife lost her dad at age 57. Great man. We'd only been married a couple, 3 years, you know. Kathy was 25 and she lost her dad. Anyway, she was pregnant with Taylor. And it was a Sunday, and she goes, I'm going to go see Mom and Dad today. And they live up in a town called Canal, which is up by Brett, and kind of by Mason City and Clear Lake and stuff. And so she went up there, and I was doing something at home. And I said, she just wanted to take the day off with Lorraine. And they went up there and saw Grandma and Grandpa. Had a great time. Anyway, I stayed home. I was watching NFL football. And it's really ironic because it was Dolphins-Bengals, and it was the very first time two coaches faced each other. It was Don versus David. And I was laughing because somebody had a sign in Cleveland that said, Don, stop child abuse, don't beat David. And I thought that was pretty funny, but I called up to see if they left because we had cell phones, as you all know back then. And they answered the phone. I had a nice talk with Kathy's dad for probably a good half hour. And so that was really close. And see, I think he knew what to, you know, because Miami was way better that year, and it was close. And so that memory, the very next morning, he had woke up and had a brain aneurysm. And that comes up all the time, and this week it popped up in my Dolphin stuff 30 years ago today. I sent it to Candy, and remember the next day, she goes, yeah. Just one of those things, you know, I don't even think about the game. I just remember that's the last time I ever talked to her dad. I just happened, she'd already left, and I just want to make sure she was on her way, because that time of year, the deer run, and I was, you know, worried about her driving and hitting a deer on her way home, but yeah. if you see something in sports, it's like, you know, just puts that little memory in, and it's kind of a unique thing that it's never happened before, and it pops up, and I always think about Kathy's dad, and that just was this week, so, you know, he was a good dude, man. He liked my grandkids. Tell you the other thing, I also thought, boy, they sure were big back then compared to today. Anyway, they're not very good.
Well, yeah, we can talk a little football now. Yeah, are you checking out on the NFL already? Or are you?
Oh, no, I don't check out. I actually decided I'm not going to be that fan. And right now I'm looking at buying tickets to fly to Atlanta because I wasn't going to go. And Andy says, I'll go with you. So the Dolphins play the Falcons at Mercedes-Benz. So I'm going to, at the end of the month, I think I'm going to fly down and spend three days with Andy, and we'll go to that. I've only been to that stadium to see Elton John, but I've never been to a ball game in it, so I'm kind of anxious to go there.
Yeah, cheap. They still got the cheap food?
Oh, yeah, the guy that...
He's Arthur White?
Yeah, he's a good dude, man. Yeah. I mean, yeah, like beers are like, I mean, they're cheap. I mean, popcorn's $2. I mean, you know, he's a good owner, you know. Speaking of beers, by the way, I went to the Cubs game a week ago Tuesday, and with my buddy Steve Bark, went over for the first game of the playoffs. We got a big beer, a draft beer, like the good size. What do you suppose I paid for a beer?
Show me the.
Oh, it's about the size of that cup right there. Probably, I'd say a little over 20 ounces.
Everybody saying that?
Yeah, sorry. You don't have to see it. I'd say it's about a 20-ounce beer.
Okay, let's go. I'm going to go $21.50.
No, it was 1977.
I was going to say 18, yeah.
I was in the ballpark.
I also read of the places that had the most expensive beers and the least expensive beers. And the least expensive beer in football are the Cincinnati Bengals. And it's in the $6 range for a beer. Yeah, I just read it. You can Google that out. Most expensive beers, it's in the $6 range for the Cincinnati Bengals.
We went to a game there a few years ago. I'm not sure I was drinking a lot because I think we were going to be back from the game.
Yeah, but yeah, and the most expensive was, I think, one of the New York teams.
You think that your guys would be the same?
Yeah, they absolutely were. Those teams were the same. They were the same. And so were the Chargers and the Rams. Yeah, they were the same. And they were in the top like 6-2 there. But it's kind of one of those things. Like you know, it's a nice thing about it. Those were paying $1,977. $19.77 a beer. It's not like you're gonna have 12.
Did you go to a Padres game? Or what? You said playoffs.
Yeah, I went to the Padres game.
I didn't know.
Yes, that picture.
Yeah, you sent us a picture. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was Jackson.
He was there the Sunday before. And
okay, I missed.
Then I went over.
Okay, now I got a little thing.
Though. Yeah, I went over. Yeah, we won 3-1. I went over.
Did you?
Me and Steve Barth.
Over and back, 10 days?
We went over, and his daughter's got this beautiful brownstone not far from 5,500 square foot. It's really nice. Fairly close to Wrigley.
Yeah.
And so we stayed with her, and she had plenty of room for us all. And, we went to that.
Good for you.
That was just 2 weeks after having my hip done. So we Ubered there, and we got there. Game was at 2. We left here at 5 a.m., so we got there a little after 10. And probably got down to Wrigleyville about 11:30. I went to the Cubby Bear, had a couple beers, went down to Murphy's Bleachers, bumped into Sam Barnaby, I think is one of the owners of the I-Cups. He was down at Murphy's Bleachers, had a nice talk with him, then we went inside and had several $19.77 beers.
Retired too, didn't he, Sam?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah. We had good seats. It was a, you know, and the guy, you know, I got them on stuff, but they're really nice seats, 300 section, 4 rows up. Seriously, I'm looking right down kind of behind the home plate, and my line of vision is home to third to the outfield. So I'm looking right down the line, $204 a ticket. I mean, with these.
Not bad.
No, not for playoffs. Playoffs. Anyway, if they get through this one, I'm going to go next. I'm going to go over, especially if they play the flipping Dodgers. I think.
Well, if you play the Dodgers, you can take Bradley and he can hurl insults at his favorite player.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's just, yeah, they just, what they do, tell me, they just fold. They choke. That's what they choke.
They were up. They were down.
Choke.
Don't tell me your head or something.
Yeah.
But you know, hey, it's fun.
He's a passionate man.
It's a fun time of year, and you know, we got football going on. Got some great college football going on. You know, I mean, Iowa State had that was a bad loss last week.
It was.
Yeah.
Not totally unexpected, though. They were just so banged up.
Yeah, I agree.
Cincinnati is not bad.
They're really good. I forgot Kimber Walter from Ankeny. His son plays for Cincinnati. And I saw some photos of her and them. You know, he played it last year at Valley. But yeah, who do they have this week?
They're out in Colorado.
Well, that's right. No, Dion's not going to be there, is he?
Oh, I think so. He'll probably be riding around in his cart. But.
Right. Who's on Iowa?
They're up in Wisconsin.
That's
they're actually favorite.
Well, no, it's a fun year. And, I don't know about most of you that are listening, but I wish we had like a column so we could, you know, help you with your fantasy football team. Tony has been like the magician this year of putting people in. I mean, God, every time I turn around, there's Tony. And I think he's 9-1 in first place, scoring the most points. Loses his quarterback and goes to the dumpster and picks a guy up. And he just goes berserk. Oh, yeah. I think I'll just throw Sam in today.
Yeah, that's one lead anyway.
No, but I just keep waiting for this one of my players to explode. I mean, Barkley hasn't done well anything special yet. Yeah.
And for those of you wondering why, how can I be 9-1 after 5 games? It's because in this league, if you're over the median,
you get next
to the top 6 scoring team to get a win, which I think is great because then you can't have the second highest scoring team and have nothing to show for it. On a particular weekend.
It's not fun when you finish 7th, though, and you get beat by 0.03 points. Just, you know, it is what it is. You know? I mean, what did I answer? That's why I get for drafting a tight end early this year. Yeah, he's going to play again this
hour.
Yeah, he got
beat. He's so good, too.
I know he's phenomenal, but he got hurt the very first game and been playing through it. He's a stud, you know, but your Vikings are playing pretty good, though. What were they, 4-2?
3-2.
3-2.
Bye week.
3-3.
Yeah,
it's a good week to have that bye week after what they've had. I'm also sure they're not better at this point in the year with who they have a quarterback.
With wins or?
Yeah. I'm not saying I'm not trying to. The kid's a young kid and he's going to make mistakes. I mean, Wentz is, you know, he's won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty early to call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't argue that. It's good, but
I'm just saying I don't think they lost a lot.
No, I just want to get him going and get some experience.
Yeah.
If that's our guy in the future, but it's.
Well, Wentz is healthy. I think Wentz is thrilled.
What is he? 32 in it?
Yeah. Yeah.
They made a good decision there to get rid of Howell. And yeah. I don't even know if Howell's on the team now.
Yeah.
Holy Bubby. They brought in Wentz. That was a good decision.
The thing about last week, the Chiefs lose, the
Ravens
lose, the Eagles lose, the Bills lose.
People in the suicide.
Man, I mean, 4 of the obviously best teams in the last 8 years all losing the same weekend.
I think there are more teams this year that could win it than ever. I mean, at this stage, because nobody's really surfaced right now.
I tell you, a guy that I think is a really good coach that's showing it already is Mike Vrabel. I mean, man, he went up and beat Buffalo last week, and his team looked very, very focused and very good. And I just think I think he's a great coach and a good guy. The key can motor. You see that one time he was running down the sideline, he about caught up with that guy?
No, I
didn't. Well, Vrabel can beat him. He was moving.
He's a big dude, too.
Yeah, he wouldn't look as good. Maybe Mike McDaniel needs to quick cut his capris off and Yeah.
And see, Braeborn, who's the coach of the Lions, Campbell.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those guys probably measure up pretty good.
Oh, I bet they do, yeah. I like Campbell, though. He was our interim coach for a few years, and I really liked him. You know, but no.
Would you take him over?
Okay. I would have taken him. I would have hired him before. I mean, you know, I'm not going to pick on our guy now. I just think he's just.
Well, they've got some weird things with their personnel.
We didn't have to give Tariq after we signed him. We traded for him. Hey, he played really well for us. He really did. I mean, he's, you know, was a good teammate. He really was. And, you know, I didn't realize I was like, how can he get so open until I see him in real life with us with Mike Kelly? It's like, man, this guy's always open. I don't know how he does it. You know, but he works hard. But they had him locked up and they didn't have to give him more money, but they did, you know. And they didn't have to, they had two on them, you know, just his last year, and they could have franchised him 2 years in a row. And, you know, his arm isn't strong. He's been concussed at least 4 times. He's had 2 ankle surgeries and a hip surgery, and he's not big, he's not tall, he's not fast, and he can't run. I'm just being, it's not his fault.
He's not a Marino back there. Well, he can run for 37.
Maybe. He's not very good.
He's not going to lead the league.
I'm telling you right now, if you said, who would I rather have on 3rd and 7-1, Joe Flacco at 40 or him, I would take Flacco.
Really?
Well, Flacco put his head down and go through him, for God's sakes, you know?
Well, I mean, he's hoping he's going to be doing that.
I know. I'm just saying, though, he just doesn't have that it factor. And I'm not picking on him. You know, he throws it. When things are going great, they're super fun to watch. But man, if it's not going off, it's not going well. You can tell he's right away, and they're a bad team. They've spent a lot of money. They're way over the cap, and they're bad. Man, their fans deserve better. Haven't won a playoff game in 25 years. Christ, my son was 4 months old last time he won a playoff game. I don't think he remembers it.
Do you think they'll can the coach before the season ends, or it depends on how bad it gets?
It's not going to get put. I'm just telling you, you know, we're playing our crappy teams now. I don't know what they'll do. I mean, you fire them, our defensive coordinator. I mean, we're giving up over 200 yards a game on the ground. I mean, everybody's running for at least 180 on us. I mean, we're supposed to have a really good defensive line. So who are you going to replace them? But Daniel calls the plays, which he probably shouldn't, but he does. And you're going to put the defensive coordinator in there. You know, can't.
Are you 2-3 or 1-4?
1-4. We've lost to some great teams.
Beat the Jets?
Barely. Yeah, we beat them. Barely at home. I mean, that game we were way up on. And, you know, I mean.
They ran the ball. If I remember, they were running the ball pretty successfully. They had a turnover or something.
Yeah, I mean, somebody fumbled with the goal lines. Yeah, you know, everybody's running on us. They're shitty. We're just not very fun to watch. I didn't get mad. I didn't get like last week. My kids were coming over, and Lorraine called mom and said, oh, boy, what's up, Dad? She goes, I don't know why. She goes, well, Miami was way up. No, they just got beat. Kathy goes, I didn't hear him. She goes, I didn't say, oh, yeah, they blew it. She goes, I didn't know. I said, they're just mad. I mean, you can't be really mad. If your team's really bad, you don't get that mad. You just think, oh, here it comes. Kind of like I'm playing golf and I'm playing really good. I know that, I can sit there and five years, no way you're a 13 handicap, Rod. Well, then all of a sudden, 6 holes later, I put a 12 on the wall, you know, because it goes mad fast. I mean, I'll be honest, I almost rather watch golf drink. I like watching golf then. Yeah. But, no, I mean, who's the team, the Lions, you think the best team they're at right now? I mean, I thought the Bills were going to be, but
Well, I heard the Lions are starting to get banged up again like last year, so.
Who's favored to win the Super Bowl right now?
Well, I can look it up.
Yeah, why don't you look it up?
Give me a second.
I'm going to say the Lions are in. I'm going to still go with the Bills, Lions. I'm going to go with Bills and Lions.
I don't think the Ravens are up there.
They're 1-4 like Miami. Hard to just.
I'm really 1-4.
It's just not even. It's impossible.
Jacksonville can be 4-1, but they're by 9 in top 10.
Well, here's the list. Buffalo plus 480.
Okay.
And then Detroit plus 650. And then after that, it's Eagles, Packers, Chiefs.
Chiefs at 2-3.
Chiefs at plus 900. And then from there, the odds go much higher. So then it's Frisco, Rams, Chargers, Ravens. Ravens are still, they have better odds than Jackson. Jacksonville's 25-1.
What are the bottom three? Let me guess. The bottom three are the Jets, the Dolphins. Who else is really shitty?
Titans are injury.
Oh, Titans are really
bad. Just one.
I think he's still there.
Oh, he's good, but he's good.
Trying to find the bottom here. I don't think they list everybody.
Well, they got
him off.
Was that the, maybe it's a field event?
Yes, Saints are.
Saints are really bad.
Saints, Titans, and Jets are the three lowest. Yeah.
What's Miami?
Plus 50,000, so 500-1.
So
we should bet.
So how much do you have to bet to get 50,000? 100.
That's too much math for me. Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah, it's 500-1 odds. So
wow. Yeah. Huh. Actually, when Vikings are probably top 12, aren't they?
They're 60-1 odds.
Yeah. That's still not a bad. They can still win that thing, but their division's so hard. Best division
baseball. Zero after three. Dodgers, Philly. There you go.
Come on, Philly.
Okay.
But no, that's it's been a good broadcast. I mean, that's about it. I mean, you know, it's been a. You know, I'm just gonna tell you, it's been a hell of a year. I don't know if the last broadcast I went out to Arizona to San Diego. I went out there, took my sister, went out, saw John. He did a concert out of retirement for cancer. And he put a nice show on. He's moving about like I am right now with my hip surgery. And then we've been fortunate we lost. I ended up in the ICU since this. And I was there for 3 to 4 days. Tony came down and saw me. And it was just a fluke deal. I mean, it wasn't anything, you know, after they got my vitals good. It wasn't like I was sitting there, you know, like bored, basically. I got out and my poor sister went in with pneumonia and when we lost her. I got my hip replaced, so it's not exactly been, like the most fun thing. But I did get to see go to Chicago and see the Cubs, which is kind of fun to finally get out and go do something and have a cold beer with my buddy. And that's what's great about sports. This is what we all talk about with the Ankeny Fanatic. You get to cover the local stuff. Dan's the hardest working guy in Polk County. My God, he's covering everything, you know. I mean, shit, he even covers, you know, I mean, everything. I mean, my God, bowling, my favorite bowling stories ever. He interviews the bowling coach. Man, I tell you, it was really tough. I'm really proud of our kids today. Sorry for the bowling coach. I don't know which one you were. But when your quote was, we really battled today. We were out there bowling in some tough conditions. And all I kept thinking is, man, were they bowling outside like they do hockey sometimes? Or like they played Caitlin Clark out in Keck Stadium or something? Are they out there bowling? But then Rick Delbish, the bowling coach of Bond Rant, let me know that
it's oil.
Yeah. It's the lands and how they oil them and stuff, you know?
Yeah, that's a
good
man.
Can you imagine? You know, it'd be a great name for a bowling coach.
Oh no!
If your name is Oil Can White. He could be like your bowling coach.
Yeah.
So yeah, you got how's bowling look for this year?
Well, it's coming up. That's a winter sport. So
tied out a bit.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you what we
haven't dived into that yet.
Who's coming back?
I'm going to tell you what is really unique though is when you look at the bench report. And we did, and you see it for bowling, and the different, like,
the what?
Beds. That's how many, like that's how they determine school size, like classes, how many beds are, like, in the three group, you know. And, you like, one of them's got, like, 15 teams in it, maybe Marshalltown. It's got BCLUW and Ankeny. It's Ankeny, Centennial, Ankeny Hawks, and ACA. Waukee's got, like, Van Meter, and, I mean, yeah, it's, you look at, there's like 3,000 beds in this thing, and yeah, So that's just, you know, we're just, that's, we were doing that at your daughter's wedding when we were having a cocktail. We were talking bowling, and we pulled up the beds report. Said, shit, yeah, you know.
I'm glad I danced.
So you weren't dancing. You were busy taking pictures, I think. Or doing something. It was right when we first got done, and everybody was in the little rooms.
I didn't have any post-wedding pictures.
Okay.
Well, they maybe for that photo.
They were out there in the yard, yeah, I saw taken, and that's when we were talking.
Yeah, that was wedding.
We were talking, but we're, let's just say, you know, when we get together, we talk about everything. We talk about bowling too. Yeah.
Speaking of, if anyone ever needs a wedding plan, what are they called? Wedding planner?
Yeah.
Wedding coordinator, Kathy's cousin, Michelle Nelson.
Yeah. She's top drawer.
I'm telling you, we were so great. I'm so thankful.
Yeah. Just nice job.
And Rollins mentioned it's a very nice place.
It is. And, you know, a lot of people didn't know it, but in case you've had wagers on DraftKings, Tony went under and cries at the wedding. He was sparring. He went on.
I said, because I set my over under so high at 12.
Yeah. Well, I don't even think he did three. I don't think he did four times.
But who had the claimation? Nobody. You guys are talking about this, Bob.
I was listening to everything. I don't know who Claymation is.
Claymation, like Rudolph Ritter.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Yeah, yeah. I did catch that one. Yeah. I did. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because I knew you were going to go there. When you said independent, I knew it was going to be.
It's straight line. It's straight line.
Isn't that what he
independent?
Is that when he jumped out of the.
Comes out of the snow.
Yeah.
Army.
Yeah, Army.
You don't like making toys.
I want to be a dentist. I don't want to make toys anyway.
Anyways. You guys did get very lucky with the weather, though.
Very.
And speaking of weather and outdoor activities, did you guys hear about the big concert announcement today that's coming?
April 11th. It's going to be crappy.
You think? Luke Combs. I'm not going, but who wants to go to an outdoor concert in April?
Well,
that's hit or miss.
Well, just so you know, that's our family group text. In our fam bam, that got brought up today. Let me just tell you what I actually said here.
You got some country fans in your band.
Oh, they love it. So you got to go to fam bam. I go, here it comes right there. Jackson Brown, Luke Combs. This would be awesome. Taylor, I know. I texted Drew about the teaser yesterday, especially since he's not really touring anymore. I reply back, it could be cold and rainy too. Guaranteed there'll be plenty of tickets. I will wait till a week out and check the weather. That's because I'm a concert guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, this isn't my first rodeo.
Speaking of, we need to talk about Tuesday because I'm in.
I want to go.
I got a cold feeder at home. So.
Okay, I'm in. Dan, you want to go with us Tuesday?
I would. I have a cat having surgery that day, but assuming that there's no complications, yes, I would definitely. I would definitely.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
we used that already.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I would go except for.
I mean, this is going to be nothing. I said that last time.
I would probably go, except for I'm having a hard day's night right now.
And I love they're not giving them money. And I can't. I thought maybe. I wasn't sure how people would react, but it looks like people are locked in.
I still think. Yeah, last time, we ended up with really good seats.
Was that the Jimmy Buffett? Or which
one? No, Jimmy Buffett was great. But this
Neil Diamond? We've had a few.
Those were great. But that's when we stuck in the corner, and it went off. And then I had friends that had the two seats, and we ended up moving down by them.
Oh, but...
Wasn't that McCartney?
I don't know. I might have been. One time in McCartney, I was behind the stage.
That's where we started, and we ended up over there. We were at the side of the stage. Because they came out to Hard Day's Night. Okay. That's what they opened with, yeah.
You're talking about it. I've seen him twice in that place, so...
I have to.
I'm getting mixed up, so...
Yes, yeah,
I never saw him up at that
place. I saw him there. Kelly went with him. I don't know if anybody knows who my sister went with. Dale. I went with Dale and Lene Hagee, myself, and my Fort Dodge friend.
But so it was Keith?
No, it was before Keith. I don't know who it was, but she was there. I don't remember who it was, but yeah, that was a really good show. He came out that one time and goes, I'm going to take you back to the time they called the 60s.
Did you see a set?
It's a little bit.
30-some songs?
Yeah.
Wow. I know they're not long, but that's still pretty impressive.
It is.
If he, you know, play the guitar, play the piano, by singing.
He's got a good band, too.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah.
I think he could afford it.
Yeah. But no, so that'd be fun. So maybe we'll
talk.
So if anybody listens to this and they see us down there, beers are only $14, and I'll gladly take one. You can meet me in the Bud Light section. It's in that.
Is that your throwaway line from that?
Well, I just thought it just came to it.
Use a yak.
Okay. Well, it's, we'll leave with one. If you listen, maybe listen to the end of it. I'm just kind of come up with one that you don't
know. Thinking hard.
I don't know what I want to come up with. Help. Help.
All right.
Hey, we're going to leave with that one. Hey, Jags, Hawks, good luck. Win some games. Get to the playoffs. Maybe play each other again. You never know.
Could happen.
Yeah, you never know. That won't happen first round, I don't believe. No. It's almost impossible.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah. But, maybe, who knows? Maybe there'll be a big upset. You know, maybe we'll take down Mike Fontana and Dallin Maroons. You just know, you never know.
Don Cat.
They're right.
Punk.
He used to call it West Des Moines Dowling. Now they're the Dowling. What do they call now? Just the Dowling Maroons?
Don Cat.
Dowling's right. That's right.
I believe Mike Fontana is going to be the guest on the Ankeny Fanatic regular podcast next week.
Wow.
So you can look forward to that.
Can
you
come in and watch?
So, sure.
We just got to set out there.
What time does it start?
Probably whenever he gets done with practice.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You're going to be sitting up forever. In case you guys wonder, I will say one thing. We love Mike Fontana, but he's not exactly a guy you want to set your alarm clock to.
Yeah. But he's a busy.
He's doing stuff.
He's doing some kind of confirmation.
He would, very cool. It's awesome. He's very good to kids. He's a very, very, very good for kids.
I used to have an uncle that was like Tunes. If we were going to meet somewhere at 6 for dinner, we'd tell him 5:30 because then he'd show up at 6.
Everybody got one.
Yeah. Who's yours?
Me. I don't know. I said Southwest Polk City Road and Second Avenue for 5 freaking minutes.
No, who's yours out there? You guys are all pretty punctual.
I'm not gonna call them out.
Okay.
The chef.
All right.
Hey.
All right.
It doesn't.
It's
everybody got their thing.
Well, Dan, thanks.
All right. We're shutting down here. All right. We'll be back. In 3 months, hopefully.
All right. What's that?